John, I like to start.
Mr. President.
The only thing I can tell you is that when I speak, I'm very conscious about the audiences that are listening to my words. The American people want to see some action. I fully understand that, you know, if you read your newspaper articles, which I do sometimes, and listen carefully, you'll hear voices. I'm in a little different position in that I'm trying to achieve certain objectives. There's conflicting interests. I'm not going to talk about any of it. Not going to talk about it. In other words, commercial interests are very powerful interests. It's okay. That's why you pay us all this money. Money trumps peace. That's my best idea. Money trumps peace. Let's put it this way. Money trumps peace. I can talk all day long. Money trumps peace sometimes.
Working together.
We're too dependent on oil.
This is a good first step.
Bring the enemy.
These are big ideas.
These are big ideas.
Meat. That's what I'm interested in.
I don't feel bad.
Meat. That's what I'm interested in.
I don't feel bad.
You shouldn't be surprised. You said one thing, you did another. If you like to think of another question, being the kind man that I am, I will recycle you.
You like that?
Yeah. Recycling. Money trumps peace. Money trumps peace. Money trumps peace. Peace. You know, there's an income gap in America that I talked about when I went to Wall Street. It makes a lot of sense.
The financial measures that you're speaking about are really a separate item because it has everything to do with, it's a banking issue that our Treasury Department is analyzing to determine whether or not funds were illicitly moved through the bank. And I'd like to repeat, money trumps peace. Money trumps peace. Money trumps peace. Money trumps peace. I can't say it more plainly. I am particularly interested in helping get money trumps peace. Money trumps.
Most people understand we have a severe problem. Pessimism there today. There's people saying, well, we just don't believe
me.